Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph. Arba Rosh Hashanah, L'malachim Regilim Hayu Limnos Man Shterosayim L'Shnei Samelech. Their custom was to count the dates, make the dates on their contracts from the years of the king, Mishanah Shamud Bahamelech, from the year that he started to reign. As we say, Maseches Gittin, Mishim Shalom Malchus, they did this in order to have peace with the king. Chacham established at the first of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the beginning of his reign. Even if he started his reign in Shvat or Adar, Nisan, that his first year ends when Nisan comes, and they start counting his second year. We'll explain it in the Gemara. You do not take off meiser from that which was born one year on that which was born the other year. The pasuk is talking with two different meisers. One is for the meiser behema, one is wheat meiser. Lashonim Mefarsh Gemara, they'll be explaining the Gemara. Lashmit and Liyobos, Mishinichnas Tishrei, once Tishrei starts, also Lachrosh, Velozorim, and the Torah, there is a Isidir Isa to plow or plant. Lenatia, Laminion, Shnei, Arlov, the counting of the years of Arlov, Afilo, Notov, Av, even if you planted in Av, Kolsa Shtasa, Rishonlos of Elul, the end of the first year is Elul, at the end of Elul. Ploma, first time in Gemara, I'll be explaining the Gemara. Liyorakos, Lemaisa, Yerek, the meiser of vegetables, she ain't harming meisen min hanilkat l'fnei Rosh Hashanah al shel achar Rosh Hashanah. You do not take off trumas of meisen that which was harvested for Rosh Hashanah and that which was harvested after Rosh Hashanah. Le'ilon le'inyan meiser is what we talk about. Meiser she'in meisen peris le'ilon. You do not take off meiser of the fruit trees shechontu koydim shvat, which started to grow for Shvat, al shechontu l'achar Shvat, which started to grow after Shvat. Shibeilon holach acher chanot, because by a tree you follow the chanot. Gemara mefarish maishna shvat. The Gemara is going to explain what the difference, why dafka shvat. Gemara, the Gemara. Lamai hechusa kolaymer. This means to say lama hukva yoyim v'yuchu l'minyan ha-melachim. Why was it a specific day for the counting of the kings? Emosh al kol melech u'melech taschu shnasu miyom she'amad boy. She's saying each king you just start with the day that he started to reign, his coronation. L'shtaras l'havchin eze shtar choyv muktam l'milva v'eze ma'uchar, in order to be able to understand which promissory note, which shtar of someone owing someone money was really predated and which was postdated. Did nan, the Maseches Shviyos, we say this in Maseches Shviyos, shtar choyv ha'mukdam p'sulim l'fi shiratzel l'ter p'lukuchis, because he wants to seize from those who purchased, sh'lochel sadam in aloyv ha'mizman sh'b'shtar, from those who purchased off the borrower from using the date in the shtar, and he's doing it not according to halacha, because really the sale was before the loan. And in the contract made that the loan was in first. Therefore, consume they may knas, he can't use it to collect. He can't even seize from the time of the actual loan, but ain't no elo can build alpha. It's only like a verbal loan. That you cannot collect from that which is called karka mishubad, that was very sold. Vimlo kavol yoyim letchilas shnos hamelach, and if you wouldn't have an established day, which is the beginning of the years of the king, elakom melach hamelach v'yom sha'amad, and you rather you just counted each king from the day that he started his coronation. In lahavchin in mishtar muktam u'mu'uchi, you're not going to be able to tell if the contract was predated or postdated. Could go in, for example, impossible b'kislev b'shanas shlishis. It didn't say that Kislev in the third year look at plenty that one person borrowed from another mana $100, let's say, when we signed it, lower English and Hilva, we didn't say that he borrowed. Ella Haloiva Omrlo, rather the borrower said to us, Chasma Lai signed for Misha, and he chayim the plenty mana. Koisa Shanina, as we say in the Mesechus of Basra, Koisa Shtar Haloiva, Misha in Malfa Yimoy. You will write a contract for the borrower, even though the lender is not there. We don't know when he actually borrowed. It was before the actual date or afterwards. But we saw they did actually lend the money in Thomas in the third year of the particular king's reign. The judges don't know which month the king started his reign. You're not going to know if Thomas in the contract is before Kislev, if the Thomas when he started his reign was before Kislev or afterwards. If his years were starting from between Tammuz and Kislev, Nimsus will come out the Kislev called him Tammuz. The Kislev came first. But Chol Shnei Sivan, all of his years, Vishtar Muktam, and this is a predated contract. Then Amad Ben Kislev to Tammuz, and he started his reign between Kislev and Tammuz, Shal Achrav, and afterwards, and Nimsus, Tammuz, Kaidim, and Kislev, and Tammuz, Chol Shnei Sivan, always Tammuz is coming before Kislev in all of his years, Vishtar Muktam, and it's a post-dated contract. Vachshav, Shekobel Nisim, Rosh Hashanah, now that we know they established Nisim as Rosh Hashanah, then the Yolam Tammuz Kodim Kislev, always it comes out that Tammuz comes before Kislev. Also, Lashana, Kalamis Mzik, also Lashanosai, the end of his year, Ma'atam Moinin Lashana Shni, and now you're counting his second year. Daf Beis, Omid Beis, my Kamash Malo Garcia, this is not the proper version, Elo Kamash Malon, this is Rosh Hashanah Malachim. The Imnu, Allah Nimnu Gugomer Hasarim, Limnosa, that the princes, the noblemen decided and got together and they agreed to appoint him. A person wants to write a contract in Adar. The second king became king. If he wants to write in the year that the king that died, he can write it in. And if he wants, then he can write the first year of the new king. And so too, if he started his reign in any of the months, until the next Nisan, and he want to write the count in all of the contracts that he's writing from the, when the second one started his reign, to the count of the first one, money you want. And if you want, you can write the first year of the new king. One's trying to write the contract when the second one started. You shouldn't write the second year to the king that died, because that year doesn't want him at all. And you don't count the first one to the second king. To say that the new king is in the second year, rather, the second year is the first year for the second king. Once the king that died entered this year, you're not going to write any contracts in this year with the new king, rather to the king that died. For example, Melech Omid Ba'Adar, and Melech started his reign in Adar, Kosel Oshanak, Kshiyasa Adar, is the first year is over when Adar ends. B'chal Shav Loi, Yom Shabasov Shana Zu, Kshana Shlema, and you're counting for him this day that it was the last day of the year, like a whole year. Liel Shana Habal Nikros Shana Shnir, that the next year should be counted as the second year already. Abel, Yom Echad B'tchil Shana, first day in the beginning of the year, Lo Yachshav Lo Yom Echad Shana, you're not going to consider one day into a whole year, V'lo Yichdul Shtarba Shana Zu, and you're not going to write in a contract in this year to the name of the one that died. Melech ben Melechu, the I mishum the imnu olahel. Because if you're going to say because they gathered together and decided to appoint him, lo itzachash minu only to teach us. This is the shemina lomereisha. We learned that already in Eresha. Well, hashem now the ikatarti has two aspects. Imnu nimnu le mekamaisi. Maybe you'll say you count from the first date. No, you still only count from the coronation. The time of Shadova, the reason is because really the kingship goes through inheritance. Him and his sons afterwards. Supposed to explain who Chodesh Hashem is the second month. Armin Lekarmon, and we say later in Nisan Rosh Hashanah, the Seder Minyan Lechadosh, and Nisan is the beginning of the year to the orders of the month, of the months. Lamelech Shlaima Al Yisrael, Ashana Reviyas, because it's going in the fourth year, or Mikra Mesurasu, and it's a little bit the Pasuk is not written in the exact order. Ashana Reviyas, Lamelech Shlaima Al Yisrael, the fourth year of the Shalom was king of Yisrael, the Chodesh Ziv in the second month, Huach Chodesh Hashani, the Chodesh Ziv, which is the second month, Hachanami Ksiv, Kriyan Soto is written another Pasuk, Lakaiman later, by Yachel, Ludlis, the Chodesh Hashani, Vishani, Vishas, Arbel Malchusai. Makish Malchus Shloimeh, the Indian Minyan Hashanah, for that which you're counting is years, let's use Messiah to Messiah Messiah Shari, and Mikra Zeh, Mana Shana Zu, because the Pasuk counts this year, Shtas Dalal Meos, Vishmainim, let's use Messiah, 482 to the Exodus, which Shtas Arbolim, Lech Shloimeh, is the fourth year Shlomo's king, reign. And the years that you're counting it starting from Nisan, so to the king's, the reign of Shlomo, Menisan starts in Nisan. Mitishrei, afal pishri yatsu ben nisan, even though we left in nisan, we should get a tishrei, when tishrei came, karo lol shana shnim, we're going to call it the second year, lefi, she tishrei rosh shana lol shanim. Adim li riyas ha'olim, because tishrei is the rosh shana for the years, and he counts him to the creation of the world. Uhu adin li tzias mitzayim, and so too, with Messias and Sarim, he are bar, bro, and Shana, but Holo, Moshe, Bear, Satar, Mechal, the supplies of Tishrei, La Rosh Hashanah. Tishrei is not Rosh Hashanah. The Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, who? Because if Tishrei was Rosh Hashanah, then have a Libish Shvat Shanas Memalov, then Shvat would have already been the 41st year. Dumala Hakamas and Mishkan, Shrei, Bishnas, Shanas, Shanas, which is in the second year. Kedem Rapopal, Kaiman, it's going to be later. Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim, Ligzera Shav, Rapopal, Kulol, Shnas, Shiva Postik, the Tzvichi, Limel, Zemizet. Rapopo is all the words of Shnas in the Psukim that you need to learn one from the other. Kulol Gomer Lahu Rapopo Mirabo. Rapopo learned all of them from his Rebbe. Lumoid Sosim and Mefurish to learn out the one which isn't clear from that which is clear. Al Yedei Din Gezer Shava through the Gezer Shava. Duma Ma'is the Shvat Kodem with Tishrei Shulafan of Nichtas Shnas Arbam. The Tishrei before that, that's when the 40th year started. Achri Hikosu Asichon Nemar B'Mishnah Torah, it says in Sefer Devarim.